History was made.
You know what? You wanna call in with those too?
Let's go to the lines. We got Menti. Good morning, Menti.
Get it ready, Dialogue.
Good morning. Good morning, mobsters.
Yes, sir.
Tiffany Blackman, I just want to wish you safe travels on your globe-trekking endeavors.
Yeah. Thank you.
I hope you enjoy yourself. May all your pastries be delectable and your toenails stay in one piece.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
My boss, I was going to give you grief about your list with Denzel and Tom Hanks, but we got more pressing matters.
Yeah.
Look across the table to this old Hayden, Bo Morgan over here, and ask him how come he is yet to congratulate you on your victory.
You want to know the
phrase that I like whenever somebody says don't hate, congratulate?
Yeah.
Look right over at Bo Morgan and ask him.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Menti.
Hold on.
I'm asking Menti a question because we go way back. You think when Dale Earnhardt didn't finish in first, he got out of the car and went to victory lane to shake Darrell Waltrip's hand? I don't think so.
I think he did it all the time.
I don't think so.
I think there's pictures of him and Bill Elliott in victory lane too.
The difference between Dale Earnhardt and Darrell Waltrip is they're not in the office the very next day looking at each other. Okay?
Hit that man with facts.
Quinn Nation, this is your leader. Yeah. This is who y'all chose.
Yeah.
This hater right here. That's who you chose.
It ain't hate. I don't have to acknowledge anything. I don't have to give him a congratulations.
Listen, man, it's a high sodium count here. That's all salty.
Did you get a trophy? Let me ask you something. Did you get a trophy?
You know what?
I'm sure I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that's your congratulations.
Back to the line. Let's get Cam in. Good morning, Cam in Kennesaw.
Good morning.
What's up, Cam?
Hey, I'm calling from Kennesaw. Because I'm at work, but I rep Mike's Mafia out in Cherokee County.
Wham!
What's up, Cam?
What county?
Cherokee. Well, to be more specific, actually, Eagle Watch neighborhood. That flag has been playing, baby.
Got him.
Well, give Dylan your address, and we'll get you a T-shirt, a real shirt.
Tiffany, I know you'd be missing. You said you couldn't make a layup to save your life, or you could just be Angel Reese or something and just be out there still.
That makes a lot of sense. She would be the enforcer. I would see Tiff doing it.
Yeah, I could rebound. I could rebound with the best of them.
Fact. But hey, I wanted to holler at y'all. I've been watching this wrestling documentary about Eddie Guerrero or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great documentary. It's, of course, sad or whatever. But, you know, I feel like he's one of those great wrestlers that would never make anybody's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to see if y'all had a wrestler that, like, you're a huge fan of, but they aren't, you know, they were good, but they weren't, like, the most popular guy. Or they wouldn't make a Mount Rushmore.
Right. I wanted
to see what y'all was thinking.
Great call. I always think my favorite guy was probably never on Mount Rushmore. I was a Sting. I was a huge Sting fan.
No, Sting is on Mount Rushmore.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't ever hear him discussed. Like, you hear Flair, Macho Man, Hogan. I don't know if Sting is ever thrown up
there. Depending on who you're talking to, absolutely. I actually think Eddie Guerrero is a phenomenal pull on that. Because
I think he's about the same as Sting.
Diamond Dallas Page, to me, was a guy that worked. He is not. Sting's over Eddie Guerrero, by the way. But Eddie Guerrero was brilliant in his in-ring. You know, I've always said that Shawn Michaels is the best in-ring performer, like, far and away. Like, when you get into it, he is the best of the best. But Eddie Guerrero was his antics in-ring, and the way he would pull off stunts and stuff were just
Eddie Guerrero was like the ultimate cower down guy. Like, I can see his mullet and flapping him going, no.
Yeah, and then
no.
He was cheating. Then
please
he would
no.
do something.
Yeah.
I mean,
somebody
came out,
up,
so
the chair.
We lie, we cheat, and still.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to Haitian Dave in Cobb County. What's up, Haitian Dave?
Oh, it's a party in here, Dave.
Hey, yes. Mike Rock in the building. I'm back, baby.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, sir.
How you feeling, brother? How you feeling, big brother?
Hey, man, I can't, you know, I can't complain. That's all.
Hey, there you go, man. Good to hear you guys this morning, man. Tiffany, please be safe on that road, on that plane, all that, and be safe.
Yeah.
And then let us know how the pace go, because you're going to the land of pace. Okay?
That's okay. A match made in heaven.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Bo, what's up, Bo? I ain't got nothing to say to Bo. What's up, Bo? How you doing, Bo?
I'm good, Haitian Dave. How you doing, man? How you doing?
That's one point. Right, man, you know.
We missed you last week when Mike was gone. None of you guys called in.
He was gone. I was sad.
Yeah. No, I get it. But you guys used your time off to, take care of some business.
Worry about that.
You know what I'm saying? The T.O. situation, man. Tom, come on, man. Give him a shot. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like T.O. if he still be a dog. I say you wouldn't get no less from T.O. than you would a Julio. What you think?
No,
love y'all. Thank you, dude.
Okay, Dave, first of all love. The guy's 48. We're not talking about...
At the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was 48 at the time. We're not talking about Julio. Like, how old's Julio right now? He's got to be... Let's see. He signed at BAM in 08. So you're probably 16. He's probably 34. Julio's probably 34 right now. We're talking about a 14 years from now.
35, to be precise, is what you're saying.
Yeah, 13 years from now, that's what we're talking about. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Julio can barely stay healthy now, but...
I mean, come on.
Look, Terrell Owens was a beast. But if a guy hasn't played, this would have been the 2022 season. Am I right? I'm right.
Yeah.
We're talking about 12 years since he played an NFL game on the field in action. Not preseason, not practice squad. 12 years.
Yeah.
And to think that.
Tom Brady wouldn't hit me back.
I think the biggest thing is to think that you were owed something. Like, oh, I was disrespected. Like, what are you talking about? Disrespected how?
Yeah, so they'll be nice to your face, but then they disrespect you. Like, I mean, yeah. Like,
and he just got rid of a problem. He wants to bring in another problem?